Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 13 to 15. Never let your guard down like Samson. The story of Israel is repeated again and again. Israel did evil, then God delivered them again into the hands of the Philistines. When Israel was in this distress, Samson was born to Manoah and his wife who had been childless. The angel of the Lord declared that Samson would be special and therefore had to follow some restrictions. We read in Judges chapter 13 verses 4 and 5 like this. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. There were three restrictions that the angel of the Lord had imposed on Samson and his mother while she was carrying him in her womb. Number 1. Should not drink wine or any drink that is intoxicating. Number 2. Should not eat anything that is unclean. And number 3. Should not get a haircut with a razor. God's purposes were clear as he appeared to Samson's parents two times to repeat the rules. However, as Samson grew up, it appears that he had a weakness for foreign women and did not hesitate to marry a Philistine. This was the first instance of letting his guard down. However, God used that relationship to trouble the Philistines through Samson. The second instance when Samson let his guard down was when he took and ate honey that was in the carcass of a lion that he had killed with his bare hands. This was directly against God's ruling that he should not eat anything that is unclean. The third instance when Samson let his guard down was when he succumbed to the crying and pleading of his Philistine wife to explain the riddle. He had a weakness that would prove detrimental to his ultimate downfall. However, the Spirit of God came mightily upon Samson when it was time to confront the enemy and equipped him to do great exploits on behalf of Israel. We should be careful that we never let our guard down like Samson. We should always operate under strict boundaries that are given to us in God's word and should shy away even from those things that may appear to be improper and lead us away from God. Let us pay close attention to the following verses that will guide us in our daily living. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 like this. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. We also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 and 20 like this. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.